Welcome to Earth Eats. We're a show about real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. You know, everybody loves a challenge, right? Stepping outside the norm, trying something new. Well, that's what we're interested in this week, challenging ourselves to eat locally or even more locally than we already do. It's the Eat Local America Challenge taking place through co-ops around the country. I got the skinny on the national effort from Kim Kuzner, Marketing Program Specialist for the National Cooperative Grocers Association.
This is the second year that NCGA has promoted this program to our member food co-ops nationally. The challenge started for some of the states, particularly in the South, as early as June, and those that are in the upper Midwest, the Northeast, and the Pacific Northwest often are running their challenges through September, because it's really a voluntary deal. We're encouraging people to, or co-ops to, run their challenges when probably food is in its peak season. And, of course, that varies across the country.
In Bloomington, the challenge runs through the end of August, when you can get apples, Brussels sprouts, onions, corn, tomatoes, lots of good local fresh stuff. Kuzner went on to talk about the various levels of participation in the challenge because, hey, what if you already do the local thing?
What we're doing is encouraging those that have been eating local food for a long time or the seasoned locavores to try to commit to eating 4 out of 5 meals from local food, or that would be about 80% of their diet. If you're just starting out, we're saying give it a try. It's an honor-based system, but start with, you know, 1 meal a week and work up from that. Or if you're somewhere in between, do what's right for you. It's supposed to be fun and a learning opportunity.
You can get more info on their website, see farmer profiles, look at the map of all the participating co-ops nationwide. They have a bunch of cool blogs there to check out as well. That web address,
www.eatlocalamerica.coop. Have you talked to Ellen Mickel at Blooming Foods?
Well, in fact, yes, I have. Ellen Mickel stopped by the WFIU studios to chat with me about the Eat Local America Challenge in Bloomington. She's the marketing and outreach manager for Blooming Foods, the participating co-op. And in the spirit of full disclosure, Blooming Foods is an underwriter for Earth Eats, just so you know. We're a community and a society on the go. We eat a lot in our cars. There are a lot of drive-thrus that we can go to. Eating local takes a lot of time. Some people think it takes a lot of extra money, but I have 4 good points here of why you should eat local. Number one, it's good for you and it tastes better.
You know, it tastes wonderful because it's often just very fresh. Even foraging for mushrooms, something people like to do here in Indiana. These foods all taste really great and it's fun to discover them.
Point number two, good for the economy. This is something that's probably relevant for just about everybody out there. How is it good for the economy?
A lot of people are finding that when they shop at food co-ops, they can save money buying product that supports their communities, that sort of recycles money back into the local economy.
Talk to those people who say that it's just too expensive to shop at the farmer's market every week.
I would just ask those people to maybe start a conversation with some of the providers. Learn more about the real cost of food. It may seem to cost a little bit more, but I think the money goes a lot farther in terms of preserving quality of life.
And a buzzword these days also is that when you eat local, it reduces your carbon footprint, which is point number three. It's good for the environment to eat locally.
We know this really well in the co-op world, in the grocery world, because big trucks pull up to our stores every day. And the more we can access high-quality product locally, the less we have to pay for gasoline.
And number four, good for family farms. Of course, they're the ones growing the food. Talk to me about the farmers involved in this.
Our challenge at Blooming Foods is on behalf of the Local Growers Guild, which is a wonderful local ag cooperative of retailers, farmers, urban gardeners, community members. And we want to build awareness of that organization.
And there's something about also going to the farmer's market and seeing the farmer, the grower face to face. I think that's amazing. And that's part of why I eat locally, is because of the person-to-person contact of knowing exactly where my food came from.
Yeah, yeah. Really, really dedicated local producers doing fantastic things. Incredible chefs doing wonderful creative things on their menus.
If we're going to be a part of this Eat Local America Challenge, how can I do this? What are the small changes that I can make in my life so that I can eat more locally?
If you're somebody for whom this seems a little bit new and strange, our first suggestion is just take a look at what's available out there. Start small. Start with a zucchini. Start with some wonderful peaches or plums or fruit is really hot right now in Indiana. You'll find wonderful berries. You'll find sweet corn. You'll find cantaloupe. Buy one of those and take it home and just enjoy that as a special treat and see if you don't want to try some more.
And then maybe from there, who knows, it can become a lifestyle.
Once people start to pay attention to what's out there, it's hard to go back. One thing we've noticed is that there are a lot of passionate urban gardeners, and they're kind of raising their arms and their hands and saying, don't forget us. Don't even have an acre, but we have a really great garden.
So perhaps something that people out there can do as part of Eat Local America Week could be to start a garden, to start growing something themselves, and to have the most local of all food, which is the stuff that you get off your porch or from your front yard.
That's right. Yeah. We're trying to create a challenge that isn't so much about leaving things out as about discovering all the great things that are available.
Great. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Ellen Mickle of Blooming Foods, who was such a sweetheart and brought me some local plums when she stopped by the studio. Definitely a nice little treat. So if you're game for joining the Eat Local America Challenge and you live in the Bloomington, Indiana area, stop by any of their three locations to sign up. And if you're listening to us over the interweb, go to eatlocalamerica.coop for a participating store near you. While you're surfing the web, stop by our website for recipes, photos, and archived episodes, eartheats.org. Production support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market in Delhi. Information at bloomingfoods.coop. From all the locovores here at WFIU Public Media, thanks for tuning in to us this week. I'm Annie Corrigan.